Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. I remember Mark Buchanan, one of his books, I think it was Spiritual Rhythm, where he talks about a time of burnout. And he said he realized with his discretionary time, he was actually squandering it because he was so tired. You know, just like surfing the internet. You don't have the will to say no and yes in powerful ways. Did you notice that as well?
You know, I think that was one of the more significant things. I met with a spiritual counselor, and one of the things she asked me to do after one gathering was a particular spiritual prayer discipline. And I thought, I came back and maybe 2 weeks later, and I hadn't done it at all. And she asked me about it, and I realized that I said something like, oh, I don't know if I had time for it, and which I think is what you were addressing with that quote. And but then I realized at the very moment that I said that, that I had time for everything else that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I worked out, you know, multiple times during those 2 weeks for 45 minutes or an hour at a time. I had time to do this. I had time to do that. Multiple things. And yet it was that I didn't want to do it. And that was the scary thing for me. And what then she asked as I kind of figured that out, she said, well, let's step back. Let's not add one more legalistic thing onto your life right now. It seems like you're carrying a lot. This is a great question. She said, what's the stuff in your life that brings you joy? What feeds life into your soul? And she said, don't think about it in the religious sense, like you read the scriptures and you pray and you go to worship, all the kind of traditional Protestant ways that we often think about what we need to do to connect with God. She said, you know, when you experience joy, you're connecting with God. So what kind of stuff brings you joy? And I thought for a moment, and then the thing I ended up doing was walking down an arts district in Columbus, Ohio, which is my hometown, and without my phone for 3 hours, so nobody can get in touch with me, and I had a perfect time just to experience and watch and look at other people's creativity. And it was absolutely a glorious time. And it was the simplest thing in the world, but it was just, it reminded me that you can do the things that you choose to do that are life-giving for you. So it was an important reframe of what spiritual life or spiritual practices are all about. Because where joy is discovered, I believe that's where God is too.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.